What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Happy 4th of July! Pew, 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 Independence Day, pew, 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 America, America. Whether you're patriotic or not, celebrating, especially where we're at in this country and the direction we're going, whatever. It's a holiday to get drunk and watch fireworks and, you know, have some fun. And I enjoy 4th of July. Going back as a kid, it was very much one of those days where my mom would rent movies, and I would just watch a bunch of movies during the day because it was always hot in the desert growing up. I mean, right now, now that I'm back in the desert, it's around 110 degrees or so, 100 to 110 degrees, somewhere in there. So it's kind of hot. Summer's kicking in. So it's not really a lot to do outside necessarily. So staying inside the cool air-conditioned house and watching movies like Pauly Shore movies, I remember watching a lot of. Beavis and Butthead, specifically the movie Beavis and Butthead. Team America later on became one of my regulars. American History X was one that I enjoyed watching on 4th of July. Something I did a lot in my 20s while I was living in San Diego. There's a lot of fireworks shows in San Diego, so you can kind of see them. I was able to kind of see a lot of them from where I live, the different places I lived. But I used to love making myself a nice steak dinner, maybe some asparagus, and sitting down and watching stand-up comedy specials. And back then, it was before I really found out about all the comedians that I watch now, but it was primarily Dave Chappelle, Killing Him Softly. It was Chris Rock, Bigger and Blacker, I think, was one of them. But those two specials I remember playing pretty regularly. That was kind of a tradition. It's kind of been my tradition for 4th of July for many years to just kind of chill out, watch movies, of course, watch stand-up, have a good meal, have some drinks, and then, you know, listen to fireworks as my dog freaks out. Never really bothered going to the different events, like in San Diego. Going to the beach was always a big thing. There was one. It was the 3rd of July. Myself and a few coworkers went to my apartment. This is early San Diego, early 20s. And we decided to get wasted on the 3rd of July. And we were going to go to the beach the next day. But we didn't end up doing that. We stayed up getting just wasted. I think there were videos taken. This is early before internet. We were watching a bunch of movies and just, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. My roommate got angry. Ricardo got angry at us because we were just, it was up late and we had neighbors. But, you know, when you're 20 and you're getting drunk, you don't think about that. So I spent the 4th of July hungover that year. But it was a lot of fun hanging out with like Jared and fucking Richard, freaking Tiny. Justin King, the former co-host of the Inspired Disorder podcast, but that was a lot of fun. And then Ricardo, my Korean friend from high school, roommate in San Diego for many years, one of my best friends. But that was a lot of fun for sure. But out here in the desert, it's all there. You can't really get fireworks. They sell fireworks everywhere. There's fireworks stands, but the fireworks are safe and sane. So there's nothing that really shoots anywhere. It's a lot of, you know, snakes and kind of different takes on the sparkler idea, not just the ones you hold in your hand, but like, you know, you'd put like this little volcano thing on your driveway and you light it up and it shoots sparks, kind of. It's just very boring, very boring stuff. There are fireworks shows out in the desert, though. I remember one year as a kid, probably teens, my friend's stepdad worked at the McCallum Theater. He ran the sound at the McCallum Theater. So one 4th of July, went with his family, and we got to watch the fireworks from the rooftop of the McCallum Theater. And the fireworks were shot off from College of the Desert, which is right next door, the junior college out here. So that was probably one of the last times, maybe one of the first times I actually went to a fireworks show. As a kid, I remember getting up on the roof of my house and watching them from the roof of my house, and then, you know, different places, my condo in San Diego and El Cajon, I could kind of see some of them from East County, San Diego. When I lived near downtown in Hillcrest, I could hear the ones from SeaWorld, which they did fireworks shows, I think, pretty regularly. I don't know if it was daily or weekly, but they shot off fireworks pretty regularly out there. But yeah, out here, there's nothing spectacular you can't get. I mean, but it's all because it's dry. We had a huge rain a few months ago during, you know, the times of the year where it's really nice. It's actually really nice here, like 8 months of the year, and then it starts to get hot, and then really hot for like July and August, and then it starts cooling down again in September. But we had a bunch of rain, so it made a bunch of stuff grow. There's a bunch of growth and flowers and all kinds of shit growing after the rain, just a huge explosion of life. But now that's all dried up, and it's turned into tumbleweeds and just everything that would be great for kindling. Like, tumbleweeds are like really lightweight, brittle, dried out twigs. Like, that's why they float around. That's how they spread their seeds, by getting blown out of the ground, and they fly around the desert, dropping their seeds everywhere, and just things that could easily be caught on fire. So the safe and sane stuff is the closest we get. So I never really grew up doing, like, shooting each other with bottle rockets and shit. Never did that. Love watching it in movies. Love watching it in movies for sure. But, yeah. So no plans exactly for me specifically this 4th of July. But I will, I mean, it's on a Thursday, so I'll probably be doing some kind of work. But maybe it'll be a day where I can take off and get done early and watch a movie, make myself a nice steak dinner or something on the grill, which I do kind of regularly anyway, so it's not really a special moment when I grill something up. But yeah, hopefully everybody's having a fun and safe 4th of July. Make sure you take your Ubers and your Lyfts. Don't drink and drive. It's one of those days of the year where I'm sure the police are out trying to get their quotas met for the month of July. But that's it for this episode. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Go support stand-up comedy. Go watch some stand-up comedy specials. There are a ton on Netflix. Bert Kreischer has a couple that are amazing. Tom Segura, Christina Pazitsky, Bill Burr, of course, Joe Rogan. Or watch Kill Tony, which is one of the funniest stand-up comedy podcasts. Just kind of displays all the different forms of comedy within one show on YouTube. But there's a lot of comedy out there, and go support it and go watch it. It's one of my favorite things. And go watch maybe American History X, all right? Who knows? Who knows? Do whatever you want. New episodes of this show come out daily. Subscribe on IGTV and everywhere else podcasts are found. Go buy one of 800 original paintings, over 800 original paintings, over at inspireddisorder.com. That is my website. Go buy some paintings and save 10% when you use coupon code INSPIRED. You can buy this shirt, too, that I'm wearing, the Conspiracy Disorder shirt. At Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!